Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE, 88.9 FM. On today's show, in the first half hour, I will be speaking with Jennifer Bauer. Jennifer is from Mental Health Estuary, and she will be talking about the open house coming up on October 4th. From 1 to 4 at their offices located at 3355 College Street, door number 2 in Lenoxville, Sherbrooke. In the second part of today's show, I will talk with Bobby D., musician and founder of Country Music Appreciation. Their next event is on October 4th at the Bulwer Community Center. I will also have some announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. We will start the show today with a song. It's called Life is a Highway, and it's by Tom Cochran.
Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Can't hold.
This year marks a special milestone for a vital community organization, Mental Health S3, celebrating its 20th anniversary. And to mark the occasion, they're inviting everybody to an open house on October 4th from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Visitors can drop by, enjoy entertainment and snacks, explore their book lending library, and learn more about the important services Mental Health S3 provides in the townships. Joining us today is Jennifer Bauer to tell us more about the celebration, the organization's journey over the past 20 years, and the role it continues to play in supporting mental health in our community. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Jennifer Bauer to the Townships at 12. Now, Jennifer is from Mental Health S3, and they are celebrating 20 years, so congratulations and welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me, Maureen.
Now, Jennifer, Mental Health S3, it's celebrating 20 years. Can you tell us a little bit about how the organization started and how it has grown over the years?
Yes, absolutely. So the idea for Mental Health S3 actually emerged in 2001 by two local townshipers, so Judy and Lynn Ross. And they had really kind of observed in the community that there was a gap in services, especially for caregivers who are supporting a loved one with a mental illness in the S3 region, especially for the English-speaking community. And so their idea ended up incorporated in 2005. And so it really began as informal peer support group meetings. So their family, friends, and individuals with mental illness would meet. And then over time, a dedicated group of caregivers and community members formed a brainstorming committee. Eventually, that committee became MHE's first board of directors. So we have and still are committed to our mission to this day, which is to provide information, support, education, and advocacy to the English-speaking community, so that the caregivers and individuals that are impacted by mental illness in the entire of the S3 region.
Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. What are some of the key services and programs you provide?
So MHE did begin, just like any community organization, with very humble roots. We did face a lot of challenges along the way. There was quite a few moments, I think, over the years where we weren't quite sure if we could keep our doors open or not. Even 5 years ago, before the pandemic, it was only one staff member. And so in the last 5 years, in the last little while, we've been able to really grow our team. So we are currently five staff members at present. So that's tremendous growth in terms of the team. And in terms of the services, we do have a regional mandate. So we provide services to the English-speaking community across S3 that includes La Pomeraye and Oyamaska. And I always like to talk about our services, kind of the four big pillar services. And then we obviously have a lot of other projects and services around those. So we have our peer support groups. We have two of them. One for the person living with a mental illness and one for the caregivers. We have our information and referral line. So you can call, email us, message us through the website for information and referrals. We have our educational workshops. That's kind of twofold. One, we have guest speakers who are expert in the field of mental health that come and deliver workshops. And the other half is we create and deliver workshop to community organizations ourselves. We do have our lending library as well. And among other things, we're present at kiosks throughout the year. We provide information, infographics and wellness cards. And many community members will be familiar with our Hugs campaign, which runs from November to March.
You people have certainly grown tremendously. That is wonderful. And you're so well organized, too. Okay, over the past two decades, have you seen awareness and support for mental health change in the Eastern Townships?
For sure. I mean, the conversation around mental health is always changing. There's still, unfortunately, a lot of barriers, such as stigma being one of the biggest ones. That does make it very difficult to access services for mental health, to talk about mental health and mental illness. So our goal is to talk about mental health every single day, to make it part of a routine, to normalize it. And so I think, especially since the pandemic, there's been a lot more open conversations around mental health, more initiatives, a desire for more services serving individuals who are living with a mental illness. So I think we're definitely moving in the right direction. And interestingly, our open house actually coincides with the start of Mental Illness Awareness Week. So it's a great way for us to continue this dialogue around mental health and mental illness. And it's a great way to welcome the community to get to know us and also the services that we offer.
Mm-hmm, that is wonderful. Now you're making this milestone with a special open house. What can people expect if they drop by between 1 and 4 p.m. on October 4th?
Yes, so they will have the opportunity to meet us, so to put a face to a name. That includes the board of directors and the entire MHE staff will be there too. So you really get a chance to meet with us, to chat with us. It's a great way to see kind of MHE and how it's changed through the past 20 years and really explore like what are our current services. And the best part is we're doing this in person at our offices. So you do get a sneak peek at our reception room, at our lending library, our activity room. So you get a feel of not only who the people are, but also what the space is like. So whenever you do come and visit us for services for yourself or a loved one, you'll already be familiar with what it looks like. And obviously the day of, so on Saturday for the open house, we'll have some savory and sweet treats for everyone throughout the afternoon. We're going to have live music by Two of a Kind. And there's going to be some mental health kind of stations sprinkled throughout the different rooms. So you get to test out some coping strategies for your mental health. These are completely voluntary. So if you feel like engaging in a puzzle or a gratitude activity or create a wellness card, you'll be able to do so. And we're going to have some really exciting door prizes. So we are extremely lucky. We had a great donation by Black Cat Books for a $25 gift certificate. We have a painting of the townships by local artist Trevor McKeven. And we also have MHE, who created a kind of library, lending library mental health toolkit as well. That's going to be donated, but as a door prize. So we got some exciting things going on Saturday.
It is very exciting, a lot of fun. You're also showcasing your lending library and in-house creations. Can you tell us more about those resources and why they're important?
Absolutely. So there's a lot of different ways to bring mental health into our lives. So we kind of get creative. One of the ways that we do that is we have our in-house creations. So whether that's our guides, whether that's infographics, well, whether that's wellness cards, these are usually very bright, fun, colorful, simple tools that can give you tips and tricks and gentle reminders and coping strategies to really boost your mental health. You know, a lot of the wellness cards can go on your fridge or in your agenda or on your nightstand and kind of these gentle reminders to take care of your mental health. And our lending library definitely is a great way to increase our knowledge around mental health. We have over 400 books on a variety of different topics related to mental health. So it's a great opportunity to increase your knowledge and to share that with your loved one as well, too. And again, it's a great opportunity to come and see these things in person, even though we have, you know, our PDF of the lending library online. You can see all our books digitally. But to really see and feel and touch all our in-house creations and our books is really a great way to kind of, again, bring that mental health piece into your life.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful idea. I didn't realize you had so many books. That is incredible.
Okay. Absolutely.
Why did you choose an open house format with no reservations required?
A good question. MHE in 2019 actually moved along with other organizations from the Margaret Knapp building on Queen Street all the way to the place we are right now, which is on College Street. So 3355 College Street up the hill in Nunnicksville. And at the time, our hope was as an entire building with all the organizations to do an open house eventually when we settled in. And unfortunately, the timing was at the same time as the pandemic started. And so that realization of opening our doors and welcoming the community didn't materialize. And so now that the dust has settled, we've been able to kind of unpack our boxes. We're really excited to be able to just open our spaces and really show the community what our workspace looks like and where they would come and receive services as well. So the open house format really was a great way to showcase who we are, what we offer, and where we are. And no reservations because everyone is welcome. Yes, someone who has a mental illness may be very interested to talk to us, someone who's a caregiver, but it could be anyone from the community. You're walking by, you're driving by, you want a sweet treat, just listen to some music. It's really meant for everyone to come in as they would like, and no anxiety related to reservations. You know, sometimes we see these events on Facebook the day of or the day before, and then we're worried that we haven't reserved so we can't go. Well, this is not the case. It's really, please come as soon as you see the advertisement, and even if it's the day of, you're more than welcome to come.
Okay, that is wonderful. Now, what would you say to someone who might be curious about attending, but if they're unsure if this event is for them?
Yeah, as I was mentioning, this event is truly for everyone. Again, if you're someone living with a mental illness, if you're a caregiver, if you're simply curious, you've heard about mental health SP, if you're a partner but haven't had a chance to meet us, it's really for anyone and everyone. And for example, if still not quite sure, but still curious and simply want to listen to some music by Two of a Kind, or really want a chance to win one of those exciting door prizes, please come on in, grab a snack, and hopefully we'll get an opportunity to kind of all connect together. And you never know what you might learn. And one of the biggest things too is someone may say, well, I don't need services right now, like mental health is key. But it never hurts to have that information, to make those connections, and to put that in your back pocket. And at some point in your life, whether it's a year from now or 10 years from now, maybe for yourself or someone else, it might be something that becomes relevant, becomes part of the conversation. And you might say, oh, yeah, I went to this open house and they offered you services. Maybe I can reach out to them. So it's always a great way to put some resources in your back pocket for later on if it's not for right now.
Definitely. How important has community support been to Mental Health SP's work over the past 20 years?
Without the community, our doors would not be open today. It's whether it's through donations, volunteer work, or other capacities, community members have always, always shown up for us. And our open door is our way for us to also give back to the community, to say thank you to the community as well, too. And to listen to them, to listen to what their needs are and see if we're able to kind of offer the services to meet those needs. So the community is the reason why we are here. And just as an example as well, too, in organization of the open house, we reached out for door prizes, which are often donations. And these are local businesses, individuals who very kindly did not hesitate and simply said, absolutely, we would love to support. All the food is local as well, too, that's going to be catered, and everyone has been incredibly supportive. So moments like these and throughout the 20 years have been immensely meaningful to us, and we have nothing but gratitude to the community. And we hope that Saturday, even though it's a small afternoon, we hope it's a way to give back to the community that has given so much to us over the years.
Okay, that's wonderful. As you celebrate this 20th anniversary, what are your hopes and goals for the next chapter for Mental Health History?
Well, as you probably guessed a little bit through what I've been saying, the first little while that Mental Health History has been here, we've been really focused on just maintaining our operations and our doors open and the services that we have, just maintaining them as best as we can. So now we have the opportunity to be able to grow our team, to grow our services, to really expand both internally and externally as well, too. So that is our focus right now, to kind of really fine-tune the services we already have, but also to start building on top of them, listening to community members, listening to partners. What are the needs? What are the projects that they want to see emerge in the community, and then hopefully we are able to provide that for the community. So we're very much being a listening ear, and then hopefully putting things into action that will benefit the community as a whole.
Okay. Finally, for listeners who want to learn more or get involved, what's the best way to reach out or support your organization?
Yeah. So just to learn about our services generally, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can visit our website. You can call or email us as well. The day of the open house if ever you're wanting to join our mailing list to be kind of up to date as to activities and workshops and projects we have ongoing, you'll be able to kind of sign up for our mailing list. If it's specifically regarding kind of supporting us in terms of donation, at the open house, there will be a membership table as well as an opportunity to donate as well too. However, if someone prefers to donate virtually, they can do so on our website, so mentalhealthsp.com, or they can send a check as well through the mail at 3355 on College Street. And any donations, $10 and above, we do give a receipt. And just quickly before I forget, our phone number and email, so 819-565-3777, or our email address, info@mentalhealthsp.com.
Okay, that is good to know. How much is a membership per year?
It is $10 per year for a membership.
Okay, that is certainly reasonable. Anything else we left out, Jennifer, you'd like to add?
I just wanted to welcome everyone on Saturday, October 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. Reminder that you can pop in at any time at the beginning and middle, the end. You can stay 5 minutes, an hour. We just really want the opportunity to meet you, but for you to also meet us and get to learn more about our services. So we're very much looking forward to Saturday and welcoming everyone.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Jennifer Bauer from Mental Health Estuary. Their open house coming up October 4th, Saturday from 1 to 4, and they're celebrating 20 years in the community. So thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you so much, Maureen. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
You're listening to theCUBE 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Township, and this show is called The Townships at 12. Next up, we have some community event announcements for you. Mental Health Estuary invites everybody to celebrate their 20th anniversary at their open house coming up on Saturday, October 4th, 1 to 4 p.m. in the conference room at Mental Health Estuary's offices, 3355 College Street, door number 2 in Sherbrooke, Lenoxville. Enjoy live music by local duo, Two of a Kind, Valerie Crate, and Francois Lompre. Free refreshments, door prizes, optional activities, and the chance to explore the lending library and in-house creations. This free community event welcomes everybody. No registration required. Drop in any time between 1 and 4 p.m. to help them mark this special milestone. For more information, visit the Facebook or Instagram pages. Email info@mentalhealthestuary.com or call 819-565-3777. The Lenoxville Ascot Historical and Museum Society invites you to a gathering at Uplands on Saturday morning, October 4th at 10 a.m. Living Through Ascot's Twilight, Edgar Orr and Ralph Broadhurst will be presented by guest speaker Royal Orr. Free admission, everyone is welcome. The Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, will be having a fundraising classical music concert coming up on Saturday, October 4th at 3 p.m. This event will be held at the St. Elizabeth Church, located at 3115 Cableton Road in North Hatley. Tickets are $20. To reserve a ticket, call Janet Watson, 819-820-7628, or Geraldine McGurk, 819-565-0542. A chance to enjoy beautiful music in a charming venue. A wonderful way to start the beautiful fall season. Limited parking at the church, but free parking at the municipal parking lot across from the church. There's a Halloween party happening on Friday, October 31st. Starts at 7 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Church in North Hatley, located on Main Street. Prizes for costumes, adult, teen, and child, candy and snacks, separate area for teen dance, kid games. It's free and everybody is welcome. There will be a variety show at the Brookberry Community Hall, 571 Brookberry Road in Barrie, on Saturday, October 11th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Two plays, Little Red Riding Hood and Pirates Beware, will be performed by the Little Brookberry Players. Also enjoy music by James Bennett and other local talent. Admission is a donation of your choice. All proceeds go toward the new foundation project. For more information, 819-872-3205. Flea market sponsored by CFUW and FCFDU. October 24th, 9 a.m. to 1700. October 25th,
10 a.m. to 1400, located at 6 Church Street in Lenoxville. Fundraiser for Child Haven International. Please join us for an Indian dinner and silent auction to benefit Child Haven International, Tuesday, October 21st at 6 p.m. at the Shalimar Restaurant, 263 Queen Street in Lenoxville. Tickets are $70, $35 tax receivable. For tickets, call Phyllis Baxter, 819-346-8273, or online at childhaven.ca. Child Haven International operates homes for over 1,300 formerly destitute children in India, Nepal, and Bangladesh. The homes provide health care, food, clothing, shelter, education, and loving care. Child Haven is a registered Canadian charity, 1985, founded by Bonnie and Fred Cappuccino, recipients of the Order of Canada and the United Nations Humanitarian Service Award, sponsored by UUS Tree and the Lenoxville Area Child Haven Committee. I would like to thank my guest in the first half of today's show, Jennifer Bauer from Mental Health History. Be sure to come out to their open house on Saturday, October 4th, anytime from 1 to 4 p.m. This is such an important organization in our community, and they deserve our support. They are located at 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke, and it's door number 2. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back for part 2 of the Townships at 12 for today. And in part 2 today, I will talk with Bobby D., musician and founder of Country Music Appreciation. We will close part 1 of today's show with a song called Everybody Hurts, and it's by R.E.M.
Sometimes everything is wrong.